Hi everyone, and welcome to the Daily Spin Startup Spotlight. Greg here. Today we're joined by Miguel Johns. For people with diabetes, KingFit is a mobile application that delivers diabetes education from a team of industry-leading experts to the palm of your hand for free. KingFit is the only complete diabetes education program in the world that only requires you to press two buttons to begin learning from a team of certified diabetes educators. And today joining us is Miguel Johns, founder and CEO. Miguel, thanks a lot for joining us today. Is there anything else you'd like to say about yourself?
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Sure. And I'm excited to have you here and learn more about how you're spreading the word of diabetes. And I'm a big fan of education becoming more mobile. We've talked to a number of different startups that are going this route, and it's exciting to hear how they're going about it. So I guess starting off, can you kind of give us a high level of how KingFit works and how users utilize it?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, education going mobile, we are seeing a big rise in people pushing to change healthcare, and a part of that being we need to get people more involved in wellness and preventive methodologies outside of just taking medications for their entire life and getting progressively worse. And so we've seen that there's a big disconnect between the exercise and nutrition that's been clinically proven to have a massive impact on people's health, but also just the general education of what it means to have diabetes or any chronic condition, what it means to manage that chronic condition, and then what's possible once you really understand those things and you're just at a different level than somebody who's uneducated on those processes. There are certain educational resources available, but they're still stuck in the Stone Age, and so we wanted to bring the industry-leading content, the authors of the best available books, and we wanted to bring them into the age of the consumer, which is on the cell phone, which is fast-paced, which is attention-grabbing and engaging, and that's where we kind of connected the digital world, the social media world, with the healthcare world.
And it's a great combination because as millennials are getting older, obviously they all have a way to communicate online, get online, so cell phone like you mentioned. And I think this generation is more accepting of medical care via online chat than maybe the baby boomers and some older generations. So how do you plan to actually market KingFit and get people using the app?
Yeah, so I'm glad you brought up millennials. Surprisingly, it's not only the millennials who are wanting to be more involved in these new communication methods. And so the way that we really market our app is we've got two tiers. One is direct-to-consumer. We're leveraging Facebook video, which has been very effective for us. We make bite-sized educational content, really engaging animated pieces incorporated into it, and then we just push that to targeted demographics via Facebook, and that's driving a lot of people to our website, and it actually helped us get 100 pre-launch signups to kick off our testing for the technology. So those little bite-sized tests were fun and have provided a lot of data for us to push more of our budget behind them and feel confident. The other area in which we're getting our application to users is we're partnering with healthcare organizations. They're actually becoming customers of ours because they license our content. So the content that we actually are delivering through the application is what's really valuable. We've brought together a team of diabetes education superstars who have never before come together to create a program for people in the way that we're doing it. And so physicians and healthcare technology companies are wanting to also use that content within their platforms to improve their patient engagement and improve their patient health literacy. So those are our two tiers. One is direct-to-consumer, mostly via Facebook. The other is business-to-business, working, partnering with healthcare organizations, licensing them our content, but then also marketing to their patient populations through their patient portals as a resource for them to manage their diabetes.
It seems like you're kind of in the middle of both markets, which could be a great place if you can control both sides of the market, or at least be able to deal with it. So you're working with both the industry leaders, the all-stars of the diabetes community, as well as end users who might be facing the disease. I guess the first part of my question I have for you is these experts, Do you approach them? Are they starting to approach you? What's your tactic on getting these influencers or people who can help spread the word of KingFit? How do you find them and how do you reach out to them, I guess?
Yeah, so we knew that we wanted to bring the expert content from the beginning, and it was really, like you mentioned, how did we get a hold of them? We spent a lot of time talking to health professionals and pitching them the idea when it was still in the idea phase to get their feedback and their input, and they would actually start name dropping on resources of who might be beneficial, who to look into, who's got great content on something like this already. And that's how we actually came across our first industry expert, Teresa Garnero. We were referred to her book, The First Year with Diabetes, from another well-respected diabetes educator in our area. So we went to her website, reached out to her. It just so happened that she outsources her expertise often and creates lots of diabetes education programs for organizations. And so she was easy to get a hold of simply because she marketed that part of herself. But then through her, we were able to connect with the other industry experts who don't do so much of that type of marketing, like Dr. Sherry Kohlberg and Dr. Susan Guzman, both out of California, both well-respected diabetes education experts. So we really leveraged that first one. And then from there, we're able to build out. Now, in regards to our partners who are the healthcare professionals, they're finding us more through our PR. So when we're having articles published on fundraising or new partners, that's how they're really coming into contact with us. But they're also enjoying the educational content we're pushing out and finding value in it. So we're having smaller health coaches who are maybe an individual chiropractor or an individual physician who are finding us just through our health videos via Facebook. Because we're so early, we kind of have these multiple streams of traffic. And as we continue to grow, we'll really be able to hammer down on which are the most significant and focus on those.
That's awesome. And for people that are listening right now, what Miguel just said was really great because he found a champion in the marketplace, right? He found Teresa, who was a well-known author on the topic, and she was able to help introduce him to all these other people within the industry. So it's all about going finding people who can be your champion, who can be your beta testers, who can give you feedback, help point you in the right direction, basically an advisor, right? And help grow your idea from that. And it really helps take shape when you have this communication from people because you realize maybe we shouldn't focus so much on maybe the Facebook video aspect of it. Maybe we want to put some videos up on Vimeo or something like that. So I think that's an awesome way of doing it and a great way to at least get started in the marketplace, right? By finding a champion and going from there.
Oh, yes, of course.
How did you actually come up with the idea for it?
So it was a long story back, probably about 3 years ago. Started getting into entrepreneurship. I was getting my degree in exercise science at Indiana State University. And I just started reading the first basic books that I'm sure every entrepreneur comes across, The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, The Start With Why, The Think and Grow Rich, and those types of things. And decided to start an apparel company. So KingFit was going to be a sports apparel. We were going to make cool YouTube videos, and possibly make some online workouts for people using Instagram. And I started doing that, started posting workouts on Instagram throughout the summer of, that might have been either 2014. And then that fall slash winter, I was sitting in one of my exercise science classes and came across a documentary called Escape Fire. And so this was about 3 months after I had decided I wanted to do some online coaching and started making little workout plans. Escape Fire was really all about the current healthcare system and how it's in flames and how physicians' hands are tied and they have no support and there needs to be innovation. So that sparked the idea of transforming my online basic health coaching into a online coaching business that acted as a partner to physicians. So when a physician got this influx of unhealthy patients, they could then refer those patients out to our health coaching service. So we tested that health coaching service. We ran three different pilot studies throughout the year 2015, which is the year we incorporated. All of them were for free. We had great mentors on the business side who pushed us to get user feedback as fast as possible and keep the lean startup methodology of rapid iteration. So we did that for a year. At the end of that first year, we launched our first online coaching service that people actually paid for. So we tested it for a year, then brought that service to market. It was We charged $50 a month for it and had people signing up for it and people getting results. I do need to mention that the first one we launched out of the three tests we did failed miserably. So people had terrible results. Most people didn't finish it. But even though it failed so bad, we were actually excited about it because we took those first steps and we got feedback. So we knew what didn't work. We knew what people were requesting and we knew we could improve on those things. So first one we launched did absolutely terrible. Launched two more that did decent. The fourth one that we actually charged for was doing well, and we decided it was doing well enough to bring it to the community. We pitched at a nationally known event called 1 Million Cups, where we started getting in front of the Wichita community and getting real feedback on the business that we were putting together. And it was at that time where we were challenged by a large investor, a big-time advisor who has had raised multiple millions of dollars multiple times and had successful exits with digital healthcare technologies. And he challenged us to pivot away from the online coaching service and go towards more of a technology automated focus. And it was exactly aligned with what we were getting from our customer feedback when we tried to sell to healthcare organizations. A year ago when we had the online coaching service, we were getting big barriers because they had care teams. They already couldn't pay for their own dietitian. How are they going to pay for coaching services and things like that? And so it was time for us to make that type of pivot. And with his expertise, he had poked holes in our plan multiple times and helped us develop into the idea of, well, let's not provide the coaches. Let's provide a technology that supports the coaches. And so from there, we were able to dive into more customer interviews. We stopped doing our online health coaching, stopped taking on customers there, got into an accelerator program here in Wichita called the E2E, which really helped us hammer down on what was it that we were going to deliver, what was the service going to be, and hammer down on the idea of diabetes education. We were able to find out that it was there was a massive need for it. 95% of people actually go without diabetes education after being newly diagnosed for a whole lot of reasons, but we've seen the opportunity there to go after that. So we started raising money for that, got an app design, started bringing on a team, and got the technology developed, which leads us to today, where we've landed our first customers, raised funds, and we'll be launching our technology in the app store in a matter of a few weeks.
That's awesome, man. I mean, what a pivot going from sports apparel to online coaching. So I love that story, and you had a lot of cool points in there, right? Not just the pivot. You then read a book which sparked you to say, we need help with our healthcare system. It's a mess. And we actually did another podcast with a company out of the UK that also noticed that their healthcare system was a mess, and they wanted to provide a way to give quicker, easier feedback to people.
Very nice.
You then found the mentor that kind of talked you out of providing the coaching and providing the platform that allows them to become educated. So when you make a change like that, I'm trying to think of the best way to word this. Do you protect yourself legally in any specific healthcare type of ways when you don't actually provide the coach, or are we outside of the realm where you can be held liable for something?
Yeah, so that's a great question. That's one of the things we've juggled with, exactly how close to that line do we want to walk. We want to stay on the consumer side of it. So although we have healthcare customers, we're actually not, I wouldn't call us a healthcare technology. We don't have to be HIPAA compliant as of right now. And as we build more partnerships, that may become a requirement. But right now we're on the side of the consumer. And I think moving away from providing the actual online coaching has helped with that quite a bit.
Yeah. That sounds like a really smart way to do it. And obviously when you continue to grow and you continue to scale, you just have to keep in the back of your mind that if we build databases or servers, we need to make sure we're HIPAA compliant and we do everything properly. But it sounds like you're going, I don't want to say the easy way, but the most effective and efficient way you can right now.
Yeah, it's about the speed that comes with being a consumer product. We're seeing a lot of our competition be slowed down massively because they went the other route and it's just becoming a headache.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And you mentioned that your first test was a massive, or maybe you didn't say massive, but let's go with, you said it was a failure. And that's great, right? It sucks because you don't want it to fail, but it's also when you fail that early, you realize the mistakes you made, you could go back and fix them, and you got feedback. So what is the feedback like today?
Yeah, so It's okay to call it a massive failure because it was. We had terrible results.
Fair enough.
But yeah, the feedback today is, we're actually, it's funny when we go into a lot of our sales pitches today because it's become so much easier only because we've talked to 150 healthcare professionals. So our feedback today is great. We're closing deals. We're easily putting people into the pipeline. But that's came as a result of all the interviews we've done up to this point. So when we first had the idea, we shot it out there and people had tons of great feedback. Well, this is what people are doing. This is where this actually fits in. This is similar to that. This is this and that. And now it's more, okay, you need to talk to so-and-so because she manages that area and she'll get you directly plugged in. We can see the value for this in A, B, and C. And then we've taken what these new customers are telling us, what that value A, B, and C is, and now we're including that into all of our sales pitches and customer reach out.
That makes sense. And obviously those are, again, your champions, your all-stars that are setting you up for success in the future. So it's great that you're taking their feedback and you're incorporating it all into your pitch, your use cases, and the tool itself. I want to picture this more in my mind. So if I'm going to be using the KingFit app, what's my experience like? Do I have access to a library of education as well as live people if I want to talk to them, or?
Yeah, so if you were using the KingFit app, you'd have access to the education piece. We're delivering four different key modules: the fundamentals of diabetes, behavioral diabetes, exercise and diabetes, and nutrition and diabetes. Each has their own industry expert who is teaching the module. Each module is broken down into four or five phases, and each phase contains four to five videos. And so if you went into the app, you'd go into the fundamentals of diabetes to start, and you'd see that you have 20 diabetes education videos to consume on your pace at your time. So you could do that. You could watch your first video while doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or dropping the kids off at work. So it's very convenient, and they're micro-sized as well. So one video will be 3 minutes. The longest video is going to be 10 minutes, and then they're available for you to go back, refresh your memory on each one of them, and then complete a few wellness assignments that will allow us to understand how much you're retaining from those pieces of content. So you'd go through each one of those modules, and we'd hope that you would consume them at a slow pace and allow yourself to progress through them over the course of 12 to 18 months. But some people will consume them all in 2 months. Some people will take much longer than that. Some people won't get through them. And then what that will allow is for you to understand the basics enough to really take advantage of the healthcare system and health professionals available. So we don't offer any connection to actual educators, but after consuming our content, you won't waste $300 seeing an educator and learning about how to measure blood glucose. You'll learn what are the available resources for you to get healthy food or to expand and really take control over your community and environment and things like that that are a lot more important than the repetitive processes that we're stuck teaching today just because of the lack of scalability in healthcare with diabetes education.
I love platforms that set up with these quick hitting videos, right? I don't think people have the patience to sit there for an hour to watch a lesson on diabetes, but
yeah.
You said a great, anywhere from 3 to 10 minutes, if I'm folding the laundry, if I'm doing dishes, if I'm on the bus on the way home from work, I can fire it up real quick and learn. And I just love the idea of the platform because as someone into technology, I've used tools like Coursera and Udemy, where you can kind of learn about Python or different technology. And it sounds like you're doing this all for the medical field, which I don't know if it's been put out there yet, but it sounds like, and my next question is going to go on to evolution, but I mean, it sounds like you're building a platform for diabetes that can grow, but you can also expand it to different areas if you wanted to get out of, say, not just diabetes.
Yeah, correct. And I'm glad you brought up some of those other online course platforms. We actually, we just straight up copied the best online courses and the best YouTube channels and mixed them and seen that why is nobody doing this? Like you mentioned, nobody wants to watch the guy in the lab coat on YouTube for an hour talk about their chronic illness. We've seen the gap between there's clinical proven methodologies, but their delivery methods aren't caught up with the leaders out there in the YouTube world and in the online course world. And so we kind of mix that methodology to deliver our product. But you're very right. We're already having physicians requesting 5 videos on asthma, 10 videos on heart disease. And it's almost like we're turning even another pivot from a technology company into a digital marketing company, even though we make a lot of content, which is why I say that. But yeah, our app will be able to serve for multiple purposes, multiple chronic health management, any type of outcome that an organization is looking for.
We always say on here, content is king, right? And you're coming up with some powerful content on diabetes created by experts in the field. So it sounds like you're going to have the right type of content to put out there to really draw in the right audience. I mean, you have the niche audience that you need, and they're almost right at your fingertips. It sounds like a perfect place to be.
Yeah, it's a great spot, and we're so grateful that we were able to land the industry experts that we were able to, and how the timing was just unreal that they were all available at this time to be able to do a project like this.
Yeah. So how large is the KingFit team right now?
So right now we have 7 full-time guys and 2 engineers who are about half-time, part-time right now, who are actually coming on full-time here very shortly. So we'll be at 9 before the end of, most likely the end of June. If not, then the end of July for sure.
Cool. That sounds really exciting. It's not really, I mean, it is still a startup, right? But you have a pretty decent sized team to help get the engine started here. How do you all keep in contact? And you also, it sounds like you have kind of the advisors and the experts. So how do you all share knowledge and keep in contact?
Yeah. So we're using a whole suite of tools that are, I think my favorite part of entrepreneurship right now in this day and age is all the tools and resources available. So we use Google Hangouts, we use the whole G Suite, the Google Docs, the Google Drive. We store all of our stuff on the Drive, shared documents. We can work on documents at the same time thanks to the Google Docs and Google Sheets and things like that. We're communicating 24/7 on our Google Hangouts, hosting video conferences on Google Hangouts, using tools like Asana to manage projects and manage tasks, using tools like MailChimp, Shopify, Zendesk, Zapier, HubSpot to automate a lot of the processes that would normally take teams of 5 to 10 people. We're now able to have a team of 1 who's really focused on a specific tool or set of tools, and we can do a whole lot more that way. So really it's a testament to the resources that are being created by developers, tools like Shopify and Zendesk that I mentioned that are able to help us set up amazing behind the scenes operations that keep us from getting massive headaches on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I think that's, you've mentioned it's the fun part of being an entrepreneur, get to test out all these tools. Just, you can also get lost in all these tools. When you start testing out too many of them, it could be more of your days managing these tools and managing the project itself. And it's kind of a double-edged sword, but once you find your actual suite that you need, and it sounds like the majority of yours is all built into Google Apps, and you're just utilizing that, which is great. It's the best way to go about it.
Yep, I completely agree. We did go through the phase of almost getting lost in the tools, and it was overwhelming.
It's kind of why I started this podcast, to get an understanding of what are the tools out there right now. Love to hear about them. Is there any kind of help that you're currently looking for?
Well, right now, I think our strength is actually our support system. So we've got great help. If there's anybody who has a family member with diabetes, I think all of us know somebody. They don't have to walk around confused or misinformed. There's so much information out there. It can be scary, overwhelming. I mentioned confusing. Just send them to our website, kingfit.org. They'll be able to get diabetes education completely for free from industry-leading experts, so the best of the best, research-driven, and it's going to be consumable, so they're not going to have to attend a class on Tuesday at 2 p.m. When they have to be somewhere else, and they're not going to have to sit through a lecture for an hour. It's going to be entertaining. Our educators are amazing, but that's my call out. My dad has diabetes. My grandma has diabetes. multiple of my business partners, family members have diabetes. So the ability to offer it for free to anybody, that's what I love most about it. So that's what we need help with, is spreading that that word around. It is a resource that's available in a new way that's not normally seen in the diabetes world.
Yeah, and that's exciting. I mean, one of my questions was actually going to be, why start with diabetes? But it sounds like you've been around it for a while now, and you're probably more familiar with it than the average person. And I think, Miguel, you put it perfectly. I mean, this is a new medium of sharing knowledge, sharing information, and just because it's medical related doesn't mean it has to live in the old days where you go to a doctor or you sit in the WebMD forum trying to understand what's going on. I mean, people will adopt this new way of communicating about a disease. They just need to start getting comfortable with it.
Yep. And people are so used to, like you mentioned, having that hospital feel, and it's not attractive. And that's why a lot of the healthcare technologies have had such a lack of adoption, is because they remind people of a hospital, just to be honest, and nobody wants to be at the hospital.
Yeah, that is completely true. So what's your day-to-day like as CEO?
So it's a lot of putting out fires. So whatever pops up that needs taken care of right then usually gets taken care of if it's of good importance. We do a good job of, we use the methodology called the four disciplines of execution, which allows us to set up 2 quarterly goals for the team, and then 8 quarterly goals for ourselves as individuals. And then each week on Sunday evening, I spend some time to set up my week so that it supports me moving closer to my 8 quarterly goals. So I'll spend at least a third of my time fundraising as we finish up our current round. That's working on pitch decks, updating cash flows, all of that jazz, reaching out to potential investors, following up with other investors, closing the legal side, which if you're a first-time entrepreneur and you haven't gotten into fundraising yet, I'll just warn you that there's a lot of legal documents that go into it, so budget for that. I'll also spend a lot of my time on sales with one of my business partners. We're doing a lot of customer research, identifying leads, and then moving forward, licensing out our content, so a lot of my time spent there. But I'm also heavily involved in a lot of our creative content. So we're putting out about 3 videos a week on Facebook, and that's outside of our content that we're going to be delivering through the app and that we're selling to healthcare organizations. So a lot of our team is actually making that content in-house, and I'm a big part of that. So those are my 3 big focuses. To give the overview again, fundraising, sales, and content creation. Of course, I'm managing the team and holding the vision strong and motivating, but those are the big 3 focus areas.
You're really keeping yourself busy there, huh?
Trying to.
I love the idea of the 8 quarterly goals, and people probably come up with goals all the time, and we actually had one of our founders coming on to talk to us about how he writes them all down on a whiteboard, and when you actually see and visualize what your goal is, it drives you harder to complete that goal. So at the end of the day, when you can cross that off saying I've completed that, you can kind of feel you can feel good about yourself just knowing, I accomplished my goal.
Yep, completely agree.
Great. So Miguel, I have one last question for you, and you kind of went into it probably with the starting fires, but I'd like to get an idea of what goes on in people's head, and that is, what keeps you up at night?
What keeps me up most is my inability to fully just let go of complete control of everything. So that's really what I work on the most is being able to leave things up to being out of my control a lot of the time, and letting that go is what probably keeps me up the most at night. I do a good job of trying to calm my mind before bed with some specific authors who are philosophy based and that type of thing. But I would say that it's still, even as I listen to those, my favorite authors, before bed, it's running through my mind of, okay, he's saying that I need to just take a deep breath and let go of that, but I still seem to can't do it. So giving up control of everything is the most difficult. But over the last year, I've gotten much, much better at it, especially for the big things, like waiting a couple weeks for a deal to go through. There's no need to have anxiety for that for 2 weeks. So I've gotten better at those things, but still a work in progress.
That's why you got to surround yourself by people that you trust. And when you hire managers or other people that work on stuff, that you don't want to micromanage them, right? You're hiring
Correct.
This VP of sales, VP of marketing to run sales and marketing. Let them fly and see how they do without having to interact with everything that they're doing.
Yep.
So, Miguel, we got to learn a little bit about you. We got to learn about KingFit, and I appreciate you coming out today. Is there anything else in general you just want to share?
Nope, that's it. I had a great time, Greg. It's our first time on a podcast like this, so it was exciting for our team, and we look forward to hearing it on the Daily Spin.
Yeah, and you sound like you've done podcasts before. You were calm, cool, collective, and I appreciate that. You'll make my editing job real easy. And for more information on Miguel or KingFit, you can check them out at kingfit.org. We will post their Twitter. We'll post have all their information on our Daily Spin blog post, and we'll have all the information on them. So just be on the lookout. And Miguel, thanks again for coming out today and joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Greg, and thank you to everybody listening.